conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2468 for Richard H. Bell III with conditions for a mobilization yard for the Park Avenue relocation project based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property is already the subject of conditional use number 2083 codified by ordinance number 2515. That prior conditional use permitted an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business. That prior conditional use arose out of a violation issued for concrete crushing operations, and the approval required all concrete crushing operations to cease 45 days after the adoption of the ordinance. That prior conditional use also specifically prohibited processing of wood and stated that no other wood or metal chipping or grinding shall occur on other and no other materials, including concrete, wood, and metal, shall be accepted at the site for crushing or recycling. Two, this pending conditional use arose out of a second violation issued against the property and this applicant. Despite the prohibitions of the prior ordinance, the applicant has been accepting soils and other materials at the site, including wood, trees, roots for storage, screening, and grinding. According to the applicant, all of this was in conjunction with the ongoing relocation of Park Avenue outside of Georgetown. Three, the relocation of Park Avenue is an important project for the safety of vehicles and trucks that use the roadway and for the expansion of the airport and the county's industrial park located there. The project also mitigates traffic issues in and around Georgetown. This use supports this road project, but it should be limited to this road project. Given its location to other residential properties, the Sports at the Beach Youth Sports Complex, and the emerging commercial corridor along this area of Route 9, this industrial type use should not become permanent. Four, the applicant has stated that the use is needed not only for phase one of the Park Avenue relocation project, but also phase two if the current Del Dock contractor that is depositing materials on this site successfully wins the bid to perform work in phase two. For that reason, the duration of this conditional use should be limited to this specific Del Dock work. Five, this is an appropriate limited expansion of the existing conditional use for this property, but with the conditions imposed with this recommendation, including the limited duration of the use. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all of the conditions of conditional use number 2083 and ordinance number 2083 shall remain in effect unless specifically modified by these conditions. B, there shall not be any grinding, sifting, screening, mulching, or similar processing of wood, logs, stumps, or roots. No additional wood roots or wood products shall be delivered to this property, and all existing wood roots or wood products must be removed within 45 days of the adoption of this ordinance. C, all dirt and other materials stored at this site pursuant to this conditional use shall be removed from the site within 45 days from the completion of phase one of the Park Avenue relocation project, as confirmed by determination of substantial completion by Del Dot. If substantial completion has already been determined for phase one, then the materials shall be removed within 45 days from the adoption of this ordinance by Sussex County Council. Alternatively, if Alan Myers, the current Del Dot contractor for phase one of Del Dot's Park Avenue relocation project, is awarded the contract for phase two, then this date shall be extended until 45 days from the completion of phase two, as confirmed by determination of substantial completion by Del Dot for phase two. This use shall not apply to any other contractor other than Alan Myers, nor any other project other than the phase one of the Park Avenue relocation project and phase two of that project if the contract for phase two is awarded to Alan Myers. No dirt or other materials shall be brought onto this site from any other source or for any other purpose. D, the final site plan shall depict all materials, storage areas, and the type of materials stored in each area. E, the final site plan shall contain the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2017, Gulf Stream Glen Cove.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 2017 for Gulf Stream Glen Cove for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. Both water and central sewer are available at this site. The purpose of the MR zone district is to satisfy with this application. Two, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. The plan states that the coastal area is appropriate for a wide range of housing types, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multi-family units. Three, this property is surrounded by the boundaries of the town of Millville with existing development that is very similar to what is permitted in Sussex County's MR zoning district. MR zoning is appropriate in this location where these other uses and zoning districts already exist. DLDOT has stated that the proposed rezoning and the resulting residential use will have a negligible impact on the local area roadways, and the applicant will be required to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of a traffic impact study. Five, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Six, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site. That's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change zone number 2017, Gulf Stream Glen Cove, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2462, Gulf Stream Glen Cove.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson's going to read a motion into the record for me.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Mears. It's Mr. Mears' motion that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2462 for Gulfstream Glen Cove for 46 multifamily dwellings based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. This conditional use application for multifamily units appearing as single-family structures is in compliance with the purpose of the MR zone. Two, both central water and central sewer will be available to this site. Three, the property is surrounded by the boundaries of the town of Millville with existing development that is very similar to what is permitted in Sussex County's MR zoning district. The conditional use is appropriate in this location where these other uses and zoning districts exist. Four, DLDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined that the development's traffic impact will be negligible. When DLDOT determines that a traffic impact will be negligible, a project is eligible to pay an area-wide study fee instead of obtaining a traffic impact study. Paying this fee does not eliminate the developer's obligation to construct or pay for off-site road improvements that are required by DLDOT. Five, the conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Six, the conditional use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial unit uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. Seven, the project creates residential housing options at an appropriate density in an area one that is served by, Sussex County Sewer and Central Water. Two, that is near a significant number of commercial uses and employment centers. Three, that is surrounded by the town of Millville municipal boundaries. And four, that is in keeping with the character of the area. All these factors are consistent with the purpose of both the MR district and the zoning code and the coastal area designation in the comprehensive plan. Ada Buffer Management Plan, as required by Section 115-193 of the Sussex County Zoning Code, as applied by the applicant. 9, there was no opposition to the applicant and no evidence, excuse me, to the application, and no evidence that this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 46 multifamily units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determinations. C, the developer shall form a condominium association that shall be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, amenities, and other common areas. D, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. E, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection. F, stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices when maintaining these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. G, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. In addition, there shall be sidewalks on at least one side of all streets within the development. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a bus stop is appropriate. The location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. J, there shall be a resource buffer that is an average of 30 feet wide from all resources within this development as required by county code. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited, except for activities that are permitted in ordinance number 2852, table 2, which is resource buffer activities by zone. All silt fencing shall be located upland of these buffer areas to avoid disturbance. The final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of these buffers, and there shall be permanent signage every 100 feet identifying the resource buffer boundary and designated it as a non-disturbance area. Okay, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer at least 20 feet in width along the perimeter of this development. As shown on the preliminary plan, where a tax ditch right-of-way is present, this buffer will be located along the internal edge of the tax ditch right-of-way. Furthermore, and as shown on the preliminary plan, in areas where the tax ditch right-of-way does not apply, the buffer will be located along the perimeter of the development adjacent to lands of other ownership. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. L, approximately 8.12 acres or 66% of the site shall remain as open space. M, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. And the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas and the woodlands that must be preserved. O, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties and roadways. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. And last but not least, Q, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2462, Gulfstream Glen Cove, for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen.